arm's length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Hey, I got a question for you guys out there. What do you think of the writing that I'm doing on the Genesis homepage? Now, I would appreciate your comments. We're going to start. They asked me to start putting my views on their homepage, and I am doing that. If you have any comments, please let me know either by email or by telephone. I will respond to each and every one of them. Okay, we're opening up the second hour with my friend David Morgan, Silver Investor. David, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Al.
Okay, the topic du jour, as far as I'm concerned right now, is safety of capital. Where should people put their money where the highest degree of safety exists right now? We are in tumultuous times, to say the least. What does David Morgan say?
Well, what I've said and been consistent about, the actually safest place to be is in the physical metals themselves, because it's the only thing outside of the matrix. I mean, if you're in a money market fund, a stock account, a futures account, everything else, you're tied to the matrix, meaning that you're within a relationship with either a bank or a brokerage house or some type of entity that's an electronic form, and you need to call somebody or even go on your computer if you do it yourself to exit a position. Whereas if you own metal outside of that and you can go touch it, obviously you don't have any electronic form. You're in the physical realm. So that's number one. Outside of that, there's other places to look.
Okay, when those other places being?
Well, cash, of course. I think, there's so little yield on cash right now that, holding cash alone is probably not the smartest thing to do, but there's not much risk versus other places to do. Al, what are you doing with your situation currently?
Well, Kathy and I have really gone over this thing in depth in terms of, given our situation. And please don't any of our listeners construe this as investment advice, because it's not. I'm simply relating, what I'm doing. And David is doing the same thing. He's simply talking about what he's doing. But we have three areas. Okay, one of the areas, I took your suggestion a while back, and the assets themselves, okay, and silver. We're about ready to purchase some gold, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But we've got a certain amount of physical silver that we have taken possession of. That probably represents let's say all the hard assets would represent probably 25% of what we're doing. I would say another 25% is in short-term bond funds. I think the risk there is minimal. I really believe in diversification. 25% certainly in the stocks involved in the resource industry, and that's something that I do, and I also disclose on this program for what it's worth anytime I'm going to buy or sell anything. That we talk about, I guess I need to say. And then, probably 25% in the conventional markets through a defined contribution that Kathy got through her work. So diversification is what we do. I am, quite frankly, right now very comfortable in all of those areas, David. And, one of the reasons that I'm in the metals themselves is because of advice I've taken from guys like yourself and James Turk. To me, they make a lot of sense. So you're basically what, 75% or thereabouts in precious metals and precious metals related investments, correct?
Pretty much. I mean, what I do pretty much what I teach, and I've been saying for a while that I'm building cash, and we did more short term training for our premium services. We got into gold at 1163 at around the 1220 level at that time at the top or near the top. I said, leave a little for the next guy. I said by the 14th of May, it'd probably be about it. I think it went another day or two. We're starting to really come down hard right now, especially in the white metals, palladium, platinum, and silver. And at the top, I said, consider some puts or writing some covered calls, which is what I do with the stocks that we own.
Yeah.
So, that's where we're at. We gave that call, early or ahead of time. Whether this pullback now is temporary for a couple of days or not remains to be seen. I don't like the way it's shaping up. I don't like what's going on in the other white metals, palladium and platinum. And these things have had perfect up channels for a very long time. Now they're breaking down hard on big volume. That scares me a bit.
I've never followed palladium and platinum particularly closely, and I have to admit I have absolutely no area of expertise in there. But in terms of gold and silver, I still maintain. I went on record, Dave, three or four years ago on Kitco in writing and saying that you know, Al Corlin feels we're in the perfect storm for precious metals. Gold was trading then somewhere down around, I don't know, $500-$600. Nothing has really changed in terms of the circumstances, the environment that we're in. You know, in my mind, David, it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And I think that I have never seen an environment in my lifetime that is more positive for investing in gold and silver.
Well, fundamentally, I wouldn't argue a bit, but on a technical level, you know, if we're starting to see something that's replicating what happened in 2008 when we saw silver go from roughly 21 down around 9 and gold from, I forget what it was, over 1,000 and went down to, you know, 700-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to repeat or not? I don't know. But what I do know is fundamentally on the global economy, nothing has changed. I mean, these guys, meaning the powers that be, the central banks and the large brokers and the huge corporations, are basically trying to borrow themselves out of a debt crisis. Well, you cannot borrow yourself out of a debt crisis. So fundamentally, nothing's changed there. So what that portends is nothing has really been fixed yet, which implies that there could be another debacle here coming up. Now, I don't want to say that. I want the market to tell me. But again, I just want to say what I'm seeing right now as we're doing this show. What I'm looking at does not look good on a short-term basis. Does that mean fundamentally anything's changed for the metals? Of course not. But look, anyone that did what I did the last time this happened, which was take 25% off the table at $21 silver and wrote it all the way down, meaning cash, meaning I had buying power all the way down until near the bottom. I didn't get the exact bottom, but I got close. And I'm, again, not saying this is going to happen again, but I'm watching, and it doesn't, you know, at this point, again, it doesn't look good.
Technical indicators is what you're talking about right now. The technical
indicators and sentiment as well.
Yeah.
Sentiment was a little too bullish here. You know, just like the real estate investors, real estate only goes up. Ask any major real estate investor now if real estate only goes up.
You know, back to the story of Al and Kathy's little condominium up here in the Sumiyama area on the golf course that we paid for 50% less than they were asking for it, you know, a year earlier. I mean, yeah, real estate, nothing goes up consistently. But, you know, still, you know, getting back briefly to your comment about silver at $21 shooting down to 9 and gold going back down to 7, you know, it's that was a short-term effect, in my opinion. I mean, look where we are right now. You've more than made up your money in gold, definitely, and you've got the security. Silver isn't back to 21 yet, but, you know, you still have – I don't think you invest in precious metals to make money. I think you invest in precious metals for the same reason that you buy medical insurance or car insurance, you know, to prevent disaster from occurring to yourself and your loved ones.
Well, there's different philosophies on that. Certainly what you said is accurate, and I think that's the approach most people take. I look at it as more than a hedge. But that's the hedge philosophy, and again, most people think in those terms. I look at it a little differently. I think you can do both. I think, you know, I have what I consider a hedge position that I'm probably never going to sell, but I also, you know, work around what the market's giving me, and there's no reason not to if it's what you're the most comfortable doing and it's what you've, you know, done most of your life and you're fairly good at it. Why not? And that's, you know, where I'm the most comfortable, obviously. I wouldn't short the metals here, but, you know, buying some puts when I recommended doing so, it obviously puts some smiles on people's face, especially if you have large positions, and that's where most of our premium clients are. These people are, you know, fund managers or high net worth individuals that have a lot in this sector that probably want, you know, to hear what I'm doing myself personally, or, you know, some of the people we work with are doing. And again, you know, I don't want to get too gloaty here. I mean, the market might just shoot up from here in the next 2 days. I don't know. What I do know is that there's a lot of fear out there right now. Things could turn on a dime as they have, and basis the technical indicators that I follow. It looks like, you know, the summer sell-off situation that we've had so many times could take place again this year.
Summer sell-off has always been, in my mind, a great, great buying opportunity. I want to suggest to you folks out there, do yourselves a favor. Take a look at Dave's website. You know, David is, you know, we have a link on our website to David's website. This guy is one of the best. He's a very, very bright individual, highly educated, very successful, constantly learning, constantly, you know, evolving into even more and more of an expert. Take a look at what he has to say. David, thank you so much. Big Al's going to be right back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Chatting right now with my friend Richard Karn. Richard has a great project going right now. He is in Australia, extensively studying and reporting on the mining industry down there. Richard has a great publication called the Emerging Trends Report. Very, very interesting guy. We're chatting right now about Australia. We're chatting at all right now about the proposed significant increase in the tax on mining companies. Just as a bit of an introduction, let me say that the Australian federal government is talking about taxing companies, increasing the tax from 40% to 58%. Boy, let's talk about a little counterproductive action here. Richard, what's going on?
As you can imagine, there have been very significant backlash, not just to the size of the tax, but also to what it's doing to Australia's international reputation. One of the reasons that my publication only recommends investments in North America and Australia is because we had perceived these three countries as being the most stable. There are so many variables in investing. We didn't want to have to deal with nationalization risk. Little did we know we'd get down here and get this project underway, and Mr. Rudd would throw a monkey wrench in things. But so one of the things that it's done, it's killing the Australian market, is that foreign money is just fleeing the country because it's just essentially killed their reputation for a stable, sensible government. And now the government is starting to backpedal a little bit, and it's kind of a curious situation.
When you say it's kind of a curious situation, I got to tell you what I find to be extremely curious about all of this stuff is the fact that why would any government do something that stupid? I mean, the mining industry is incredibly important to the Australian economy, and to increase the tax by almost 20% from an already very high figure, of course there's going to be a backlash, for God's sakes. You were talking when we were speaking off the air, Richard, about the potential unconstitutionality of the issue, is that right?
I'm in Perth right now. I've been flown out from New South Wales to Perth and then up to through Newman up to Nullagine to look at one of the companies that we've written up. We were invited to do this long after we wrote them up just because of this, and to show, we wanted to go look at the area. And we really jumped at the opportunity because it's right in the middle, right in the heart, even though it's a gold antimony project, it's right in the heart of the Pilbara iron ore thing. In the course of being here, I've used this time to catch up with a lot of CEOs and managing directors to line up visits for when we're out here later to introduce ourselves and what we're doing. And I'm asking these people to give us their take on things regarding what it's going to do to the economy, what it's going to do to their industry, their sector of the industry, this particular metal mostly, and also how it's going to affect their company. But a couple of these gentlemen have pointed out that the individual states, not the Commonwealth, own the minerals. And it can be argued that the resource super profits tax is an attempt to wrestle control and hence all of the revenues from the states and give it to Canberra. That would make it, that was one of the articles of Federation when they formed the Australian Federation at the turn of the century, turn of the 20th century. That was one of the founding principles, that the states were able to maintain control of their resources. So when we hear all this claptrap from Rudd and the other socialistas telling us that they're the people's resource, well, they might be the people's resource, but those are the resources of the people of Western Australia, not the resources of the people in New South Wales and Sydney or Melbourne. So there's a constitutionality issue that's being raised that I think is valid, and I'm hoping that the industry is hoping that people, wiser heads, will prevail here.
How do you think, personal opinion, I mean, you're a very bright individual, you're there, the boots are on the ground, so to speak, specifically your boots. Do you think this thing is going to go through?
Frankly, I don't know. I hope, I was very pleased. We happened to be moving down here and getting things set up for this trip when the Rudd government backpedaled significantly and essentially canceled their carbon policy, which he took a lot of flack on because it was a bogus policy and yada, yada, yada. And I'm hoping that the Australian people will recognize that and will push in the same manner. There's going to be an election coming up, and I think it's fair to say that a lot of the industry not only wants to see this tax voted down, it's going to be debated in Parliament, but they want to see this tax voted down. I think they want to see it as a springboard to stop this collectivist populist nonsense that they're seeing. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, yesterday I got up at 3 in the morning to be at the airport at 4:30 to get on a 5:30 flight to fly 2 hours up from Perth up to the middle of nowhere to Newman. And then I got in a rented four-wheel drive and drove for 2.5 hours up to Nullagine and then 20 kilometers further than that into the absolute hell and gone to look at the Northwest Resources blue spec and gold spec underground mine. They've got significant gold and very significant antimony. And one of the things that, you know, you spend 2 hours driving on a washboard road with your brains being, you know, turned to jelly. You can't help but look around and see what's going on. The simple truth is there's no topsoil there whatsoever. There's no food there whatsoever. Everything has to be brought in. And that pertains to the workers also. Newman is a couple hundred kilometers south of Marble Bar, which is the hottest place in Australia, which is saying something, because this, Western Australia is hot. And it is just absolutely stunningly miserable working conditions. So BHP and Fortescue and these people, they have to fly their crews in from all over the country, really. They pay to fly them into Newman. They work nine days on, 5 days off, 12 hours a day. And, yeah, these guys make a lot of money. They universally make in excess of six figures. However, these guys are working in some of the most brutal conditions imaginable, and they are and until you see it, it's like walking on the moon. It is absolutely barren. It's just exposed, reddish, rusty red rock. It's hotter than heck. You know, it's winter down here. It was still probably 95, 98 degrees. And it was just a brutal environment. And these guys are out in it every day. They work hard. They play hard. And, you know, they're in and out, but they're a part of a community. But all of these little communities that spring up around these mines, like Newman is one and Nelligan is another and Marble Bar is another, those communities, I talked to a couple of shop owners just in passing, and they're scared to death because they've been improving their facilities and ordering more goods and doing all this other stuff to support the industry. And now the industry is saying, well, hold on, we're going to tax to death. We're not sure we're going to do this. So it's not just the miners themselves that are being hit here. It's the whole broader community that supports it. And that's a bigger, that's actually a bigger population than the actual miners who are going to, you know, may well lose their jobs and whatnot.
You know, it's one of the most ludicrous actions or potential actions that I've ever seen in my life. It makes absolutely no sense in the world. You know, I think back to a conversation I had with a guy the first time I went down to Chile. You know, I was talking with a private citizen down there, and I said, so talk to me about how you guys feel about capitalism, etc. And he said, Chile, number one, is the world's largest copper exporter, number one. Number two, he said the mining industry treats our people very, very well. Number three, the revenues from the mining industry are incredibly important to us. And he said, I cannot believe that my country would ever do anything to harm the relationship that it has with the mining industry. And I think we're going to see the same thing ultimately happen in Australia. Richard, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Steve Carr and I are chatting right now with Roger Wiegand. We're talking about the situation that is going on in Europe. I have said for a long time, and Steve has concurred, that this is a harbinger of things to come. The very volatile situation, in both volatile and financially and also socially, that's going on in Greece and some of the other countries over there, I think it's going to spread to the United States. I don't see how it can miss. But Raj, what do you think? I mean, it's Merkel is talking about reneging on her part of bailing out Greece. And, I mean, boy, there's a lot of turmoil going on over there.
Well, what's happened here, Al, is that she got cold feet initially when she saw, you know, the tremendous amounts of money that were going to be required. You know, it started out like a few billion dollars, and all of a sudden it's like 120 or 130 billion just for Greece. And, you know, the expansion of need goes way beyond that, as far as Italy and Spain. Portugal, obviously, is a lot smaller. But when you add these things all up together, I mean, you're looking at some really scary numbers. I mean, it's far in excess of $1 trillion. And if with Germany being the primary supplier of the funds and the bonds and the currency and everything for this bailout, the Germans, as you can imagine, are very angry about this. I saw the quote that they don't want to be the paymaster for Europe. On the other side of the coin, the other people are saying, well, we helped you, Germany, when you had to pick up East Germany, but I don't think they really had that much to do with it, quite frankly. I mean, maybe the Eastern Bloc got a lot of loans out of Switzerland, and those loans were made in euros. And those loans, because of the way they were structured, put Switzerland at risk, but they didn't really put some of these other smaller nations at risk, from what I can tell.
So, and the one that I really love the most, Al and Roger, is
when Greece, and I was just there a few months ago, says the reason that we should help them is because they brought democracy to the world. So let me get this straight then, because your great, 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 great grandfather had democracy. I owe supporting your lavish lifestyle, your living beyond your means. Is that what you're telling me?
You know,
that is what they're telling us.
Yeah, what I find to be interesting is that the people in Greece, you know, we've had some rioting over there, and I find it interesting, you know, the rationale for the rioting is, well, we're protesting the government actions. Well, you've got a country where the majority of the people, number one, as I understand it, are public service workers, okay, number one, and number two, in the private sector, it is highly, highly unionized over there. Again, this is my impression. Well, you were taking the money, folks. You know, you're the main reason for all of this happening. What right do you have to be angry at this point? You got to pay the piper at some time. What really bothers me is I think you could easily see that in the United States. You know, when people get disenchanted with our president, and there's a very good possibility that's going to happen. You know, that's going to happen because President Obama is a very bright man. He knows that eventually the piper is going to have to be paid. And if that begins to happen in his administration, boy, you're going to see a very, very different opinion of the man, even though he's got nothing to do with it. This is a problem that started a long, long time ago. It's called, you know, something for nothing, entitlement, etc. Society cannot evolve in an upward direction when that's going on. Comments?
Well, what's happened here, Al, is that also last week or the week before, Greece was threatening to sue the American banks, blaming everything on them. And that's ridiculous because they haven't really balanced their national budget, I think, since 1893 or 1898. So they've been living on the good graces of the rest of the world and the other countries around them, including the IMF, the World Bank, and the United States, for the better part of one century. The only thing that's really happening in Greece that I can understand, other than shipping, which a lot of that's overseas, is the tourist industry. And the tourist industry isn't going to carry $120 billion worth of debt, I can guarantee you that. It's apples and oranges. You're not even close. So Germany, at this juncture, last night, the parliament voted that they're going to bail them out, which I was disappointed to see. Mrs. Merkel said no. She was digging in her heels. Everybody pressured on her. She's up for re-election. Consequently, she caved in. Parliament caved in. And the chancellor, the prime minister, as I understand it, one or the other, both, have got to sign off on this deal, and they're going to do it. Now, I was talking to another well-known, knowledgeable person on this thing this morning, and he said, well, of the $1 trillion or whatever that's being promised, Germany's portion isn't near as large as you would imagine. But I'm not sure. All it's doing is it kicks the can down the road. It pushes D-Day or the Day of Reckoning further off into the future. But I can tell you this. I can see the volatility in the credit markets and the charts and the stock markets, and it's starting to look like an earthquake. So this thing is getting ready to blow off. And when it's going to happen, excuse me, we don't know.
Yeah.
It's coming. There's no question.
Well, here's one of the things that's incredulous to me, guys. So we see this happening in Greece. We see the riots in the streets. We see bankers being burned alive, okay? It's happened there. We've seen it on the news. So what's our answer? Oh, we're going to follow that. Where's the job creation in the United States of America? It's in the government sector. I mean, we have, 40-some percent of the population in the United States pays no federal income tax whatsoever. Now we've got nationalized health care that we're headed toward, where even a bigger chunk of people are going to be working for the government indirectly. We've got census workers. We've got stimulus packages. Obama knows exactly what he's doing, and rather than going, oh my gosh, look what's happening in Greece, we don't want that to happen here, he's doubling up.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about that. He is doubling up. Roger, comments?
Well, I think that what we're going to see here now is a big backlash coming in the November elections. You can see it with some of the replacement candidates in smaller spots, although Rand Paul in, was it Tennessee or Kentucky, is now on the ballot, winning a primary. I think the major change was the kiss goodbye to Mr. Specter, a senator who had office for 30 years. People are starting to catch on that the members of both parties in the United States have really sold them down the river financially, and they just want to, they're so angry about it, they want to kick everybody out. I mean, that's.
And I concur with that, Roger, but I'm going to say something that I think is going to make a lot of people upset, but I'm going to say it anyway, because on this show, one of the things, well, this is your show, but on radio, one of the things that I want to say to people is, listen, do not, under any circumstances, rely on anybody else, and this includes the Republican Party, to save you. Do it yourself. Take responsibility yourself. Get precious metals. Invest in tangibles and so forth. I got very, very involved in the Republican Party during the Reagan years. And you know what? The Republican Party isn't that much different than the Democratic Party. So what? We have a big swing back to the Republicans in 2010. So what if the Republicans take over the White House again in 2012? Do we really think that by 2016 there's going to be a huge difference in our government? No, we need radical changes, not just to, you know, change around cosmetically the furniture on the stage. We've got to change the stage, and we need to be doing exactly, Roger, what you're doing and now what you're doing, in encouraging people to make their own decisions and protect themselves and their loved ones. The Republicans aren't going to do it for you, folks. That's my view.
Okay, and I agree 100% with that. We're going to be.
I agree with that.
I'm going to be right back. Speaking of Republicans and Democrats, going to be chatting with a gentleman who is a congressional candidate from the state of New Mexico. Boy, does he is. I'm going to tell you, in complete agreement with us. Stick around. Going to be right back.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. Big Al is here to wrap up the show with a very, very interesting gentleman who has not been on the program before. He is a congressional candidate in the state of, from the state of New Mexico, I should say, Adam Kokesh. Let me tell you a little bit about Adam. He is running for Congress to unseat U.S. Representative Bill Lugin. He is a national Tea Party leader. He's a long, lifelong Republican. He's pro-gun, pro-life, and a supporter of small business. This guy could be my best friend. There's no question about it. Before running for Congress, Adam was active in veterans issues. He attended George Washington University to pursue a master's degree in political management after attending Claremont McKenna with a major in government and psychology. Let me tell you, not only can I not spell Claremont McKenna, I have a gentleman working with me who graduated in economic history from Claremont McKenna. You've got to be almost a Mensa to get into that school. Adam fought in Iraq after volunteering to join the 3rd Civil Affairs Unit. He was promoted while in Iraq to sergeant, and he was awarded a combat action ribbon and a Navy commendation medal. This guy is very interesting. You want to make some changes, Adam, if I'm not correct. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I mean, one of the things that I care most about as a veteran myself, having fought in Iraq, is veterans' issues. And it was George Washington that said, the measure with which future generations will stand up to defend this country depends on how we treat the veterans of today. And it's true now as it was 200 years ago. And we have a situation in which over a quarter of the homeless men in this country are veterans. And we have lost more veterans to suicide than combat since 9/11. Actually, it's a lot worse than that. We have lost more active duty service personnel to suicide than combat since 9/11. And before 9/11, the suicide rate in the military is about what you'd expect, and that's half what it normally is in the general population. And that's what you'd expect for a population that's healthy, relatively young, and they all have stable jobs, although relatively stressful. Since 9/11, we now have a suicide rate, at least at present, within the military that is 4 times the rate of the general population. That's an 8-fold increase in the rate of suicide in active duty service members. And that's not even counting the veterans in this at all, people who have left the military. Now, we've seen, we saw a similar trend from Vietnam where we lost about 57,000 in combat, and it took decades for the number to catch up of veteran suicides to surpass that. But yes, we have lost more Vietnam veterans to suicide than combat as well. But now we have these wars actually still going on, and the number has surpassed the combat deaths. That's unacceptable. And there's a lot that we can do about that. And the first thing for me is reforming the VA disability claims process. You could go into the VA today missing an arm and a leg with your service record book and your medical record and fill out a stack of papers and see a dozen service officers and half a dozen doctors. And if you got one check mark out of place and one piece of paper missing, you might face a 2-year appeals process. And as it is now, the process takes at least several months because there's a backlog of over a million claims in the VA system. It was 650,000 when I started my work as a veterans advocate several years ago, and I thought it was going to go down. I thought we were going to get our stuff together as a country and in Congress to properly fund the VA, but it's actually gotten worse with the demands of the global war on terror. And, you know, take the IRS, for example. When you fill out your tax return, you fill out a form, you've been given money all year. If it looks right, they cut you a check and they do audits on the back end. With the VA, it's kind of the opposite. It's like they're doing audits on the front end. But why can't we do, you know, you won't hear me say this about anything else, but when it comes to the veterans claims issue, why can't we do things more like the IRS? The government's very efficient when they're taking your money, but not when they have an obligation to give it out to people that have served this country. I think if you served honorably, you should be able to come into the VA in a day, be done, and have them start cutting you a check within a matter of weeks at worst, and then do audits on the back end. You know what? And if someone claims 70%, they do an audit, and they say, you know what, really, you're only 50% disabled, I say let them have it. You know, readjust it. But we can let that go, and I think we would actually save money instead of having the bureaucracy we have now that's set up to deny claims and minimize costs. But this is one of the reasons we have so many homeless veterans. You got guys coming out of the service today with traumatic brain injury, TBI, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, something I've dealt with myself, and they're not capable of navigating the red tape in this ridiculous bureaucracy that is set up to deny their claims. So let's reform that process, you know, and there's not a whole lot that you can do as an individual member of Congress, especially as a freshman. But in fighting for this, I would dare any member of Congress to stand against me in fighting for our veterans. And the other thing with PTSD, you know, I went in for treatment with the VA. I talked to a shrink for 5 minutes. He gave me 5 different prescriptions, 3 of which had suicide listed as a side effect. And I ended up not taking them. The pharmaceutical industry is doing very well through the VA at the expense of our veterans, and I think there's a lot we can do to reform that as well.
Let's get over to another issue, and I don't want to do that because I disagree with you, because I agree with you 100%, Adam. I think that our veterans, my closest friend, just on a personal note, I'm a little bit older than you are, a lot older than you are probably, but my closest friend served in Vietnam. He came back. He had nothing but problems for the next 25 years of his life. I mean, emotional problems, psychological problems, basically mm-hmm. ended up dying at a relatively early age. So I'm with you 100% on that. It's our vets, our service people need to be treated much better than they are right now. But let's switch over. Let's talk about monetary policy. I mean, I think the monetary policy in the United States right now is silly.
Well, it's criminal is what it is today. When we have a Federal Reserve System, we have a monopoly on currency. We have a monopoly on the medium of exchange. And we have given a group of bankers the ability to just print money and create money as they wish to bail out their friends in the banks in secret. And we have what Thomas Jefferson predicted would spring up around any central bank, as he called it, a host of corrupt corporations. And as we see now, it's really a host of corrupt financial institutions that benefit off of this policy. And it's criminal because this is what causes inflation. They create money. They inflate the money supply. It lowers the value of the dollar. And Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the board of the Federal Reserve, admitted in front of Congress just several months ago that inflation indeed is a tax. And it is the most dangerous, insidious tax because it affects America's poor, working class, and those on fixed incomes the most. When they bail out banks, when they bail out these financial institutions, that money doesn't just, I mean, they can kind of just create it out of nothing, but really the value that it represents doesn't come from nowhere. We pay for that as the American people, and our children pay for that, who are now, as average Americans, born into over $40,000 worth of debt. This is child abuse. But the real problem with inflation as a policy is that prices go up, cost of living goes up, wages go up much slower, fixed incomes go up much slower, if at all, and the poor are the ones that really suffer as a result of this. Our quality of life goes down so that the bankers can continue making their money and benefiting at our expense. And that's really criminal. The system that we had with the Federal Reserve was promised in 1913 to us to stabilize the value of the dollar. Well, what you could buy for a dollar in the year 1800 would only cost you 58 cents in 1913. Now, we didn't have a perfect free market during that time, but at least we didn't have this obscene monopoly on the currency as we have today with the Federal Reserve. And that system naturally encourages savings in production. You can save money and know that the next day it'll be able to purchase more. And that's what happens in a free market where people develop better means of providing goods and services that people want to consume. What we did with 1913 with the institution of the Federal Reserve System was turn that on its head, and we now have a system based on borrowing and spending, and look at where it's gotten us as a country since then. So what you could buy for a dollar in 1913 would cost you over 20 bucks today, which is, it totally discourages the kind of savings and production that was the source of the American economic strength up to that point in time.
You're preaching to the choir, I think, when you're talking when you're talking to me. I mean, I got interested in monetary policy way back in the 1960s when I was an undergraduate, you know, in an economics curriculum at the University of Washington, and I got really, really interested in it, you know, in the late 1990s when I saw what was happening to the country. I couldn't believe that the direction that our country was going in, and to this day, I mean, the chickens have come home to roost. There's absolutely no question about that. Unfortunately, man, it's not just the United States. It's worldwide right now. And
look back at American history, the thing that boggles my mind is that we allowed gold to be essentially confiscated in this country. We allowed it to be illegal to own gold, and that's what made this system possible. But, you know, it's one thing to just rail against the system and say, you know, end the Fed, gold is money, things like that. But what are we going to do about it? And there are certain things that we've seen we can do now, like with 1207, H.R. 1207, the bill to audit the Fed.
Right.
You know, with overwhelming support after the bailout.
Sure.
Stimulus, people want to see where the money's going. But I think there's more we can do. For example, Section 13.3 of the Federal Reserve Act is the one specifically that Bernanke has invoked to conduct these bank bailouts in secret.
We have a lot of changes that need to take place. And you know what I want to do? We have whet our listeners' appetites with your opinion. I want to get you back next week. Can you do that for us?
Oh, yeah. I'd be more than happy to. KokeshForCongress.com, KokeshForCongress.com. You know, if anybody's listening, I appreciate getting signed up for the email list or give us a call, 505-470-1917.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.